Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
Hillary Clinton carried the state of California by a wide margin during the 2016 presidential primary last year, but the results varied here in L.A. County. From Hollywood and Glendale to Westwood and Santa Monica, Bernie Sanders won precinct after precinct. Well, Democrats in Sacramento attempted to mend those divisions within the Democratic Party at the party's state convention over the weekend. And with more on how they did, we're joined by Kevin Roderick for this week's LA Observed. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
At the convention up in the north, Democrats elected a new chairman of the state party, Eric Bauman. But as I understand it, his progressive challenger, a woman named Kimberly Ellis, has not conceded yet. This is his progressive challenger.
Yes, there was quite a bit of rancor evident at the convention in Sacramento this weekend between what you could call, I guess, the mainstream or old line Hillary Clinton Democrats, like Eric, represented by Eric Bauman, who was the longtime chairman of the Los Angeles County Democratic Party, and the other side, followers of Bernie Sanders. And the two sides did not come out of the weekend reaching exactly peace.
Well, it didn't help that the vote was very, very close and that Kimberly Ellis didn't concede.
Yeah, so it showed that the real, I mean, I think the most interesting part about the results being so close, because nearly 3,000 people voted, and I think there's, what, 60 or 70 votes separating the two candidates, is that the, you know, the Kimberly Ellis people, the Bernie-crats, as they're called, were not ready to concede defeat. But also it shows us that the party is very divided in California. And, you know, you're at a time when the Democrats should be at their strongest. They control the governorship, both houses of the legislature. They're not in any danger right now of losing a majority in either house of the legislature in the upcoming election. But now they have to heal the divisions that are left behind by Hillary Clinton's loss to Donald Trump. And this convention was thought to be a step in that direction, and I'm not sure it really accomplished that.
It really accomplished that. Certainly, how were L.A. Democrats, Kevin, treated at the convention? We're talking about Congressman Adam Schiff, who has been obviously very outspoken about the Trump administration so far as the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. Maxine Waters, L.A. area congresswoman, was there as well.
Yes, Maxine Waters had her microphone turned off at one point, and that was something that rankled some of the Democrats there. Adam Schiff turned out, you know, he's been in Congress for a number of years now and fairly anonymously most of the time, but now he's the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee and a leader of the Democratic resistance to the Trump administration. And Adam Schiff was apparently the rock star of the convention. People were taking selfies with him. They were wanting to talk to him, thank him for his work resisting Trump, and get his autograph. So I thought that was a kind of an interesting new, you know, a new celebrity at the Democratic convention. Mayor Eric Garcetti spoke there to the convention, did not let on anything about his plans for the future. He did sound a little bit like a future candidate. Also making an appearance at the convention was the former mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa. He's running for governor and trying to make a distinction between his campaign and that of Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom.
There are some who've never been in the trenches. I call them Davos Democrats.
Davos Democrats. Davos, of course, where the World Economic Forum is, and we're in the Swiss Alps, right?
Well, Villaraigosa is getting credit for coining a new insult at the convention.
Kevin, are Newsom and Villaraigosa vying for the same voter base? Are they talking to the same people?
Well, ultimately they are. Right now, Newsom, you know, his base is in Northern California in the Bay Area. Antonio Villaraigosa, whose natural base would be in Southern California, Los Angeles, has been spending a lot of time in the Central Valley trying to win over people, really introduce himself to people in the small towns up and down the valley, build a little bit of a base there, and give himself a way to differentiate from Gavin Newsom. There's other candidates in the race as well. State Treasurer John Chung was at the convention and actually is getting some credit for a personality change. In the past, he's always been thought to be kind of a dull speaker, and he was actually showing some charisma this time, which was getting commented on in the media.
We're going to have more, by the way, about how the state Democratic Party strategy for Orange County is going forward as well in a couple of hours on Orange County Line with Gustavo Arellano. In the meantime, Kevin Roderick, today's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.